You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
3:37 on your Tuesday before Thanksgiving. So glad that you've got it dialed to the voice of Pittsburgh. Let's go right now to our next guest. Joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline as Boris Bloom is here. He is not only a certified financial planner, so he's got that kind of business background, but he also is the CEO and founder of a company called My CEO. Boris, happy Thanksgiving and thanks for being here.
Same to you, Rick. Thank you for having me on.
I am curious to know, with your background in terms of being a performance consultant, what can we do to get more out of the time that we have? Because I just look at the schedules and say, okay, well, this is coming up and that's coming up and we got to go there and we got to travel, so we're going to lose some time there. And before you know it, you start to feel stressed about the things you have to get done. So how can we get more done? Help us to put our ducks in a row, if you will.
Well, you know, I've had the fortune of working with very high-performing individuals, and I've learned one thing about them, and that is that they focus, they manage their focus as opposed to managing their time. We all have the same amount of time, but by directing their focus on what matters most to them, they're able to get the most out of their day, and they feel less overwhelmed, less burnt out, and get rid of basically all the distractions in their life that are getting in the way of taking action.
Is it as simple as simplifying? Maybe that's a dumb question, but I mean, I hear what you're saying, and it just seems too easy to simplify.
Well, simplification is part of the equation, but it's not the whole story. Most people have a purpose to what they're trying to engage in their life, but the fact of the matter is, if you don't connect that purpose to the daily activities you're involved in, you're not likely to take action. So what I tell people is you need to have a reason to act. And that reason to act is much, much stronger than any motivation that you might face. You know, if you think about people that make New Year's resolutions to lose weight, but by January 15th, they've kind of thrown that out the window and it's no longer relevant for them. So by putting a focus on why that actually matters to them, they are able to take consistent action over time. And that's what makes the difference between a high-performing person and somebody that's more mediocre in their results.
So is that what you mean by attaching purpose to it? And it is determining why does it matter?
Yeah, a lot of people are engaged in day-to-day activities, many of which are not in their control. They're kind of handed to them. And when you add on top of that all the distractions that they face in their life, they're unable to take the appropriate actions. And so what they end up doing is like a to-do list. I'm going to just check the boxes as much as I can. They usually check the things that are the easiest so they can get them off their list, which is probably the worst thing that they can do. And they make very little progress, and they feel very overwhelmed and burnt out at the end of the day. As opposed to somebody that is a very high-performing individual, they typically have a very specific list of things that they have to accomplish, that they've got a meaningful purpose around, and they've basically created their day around what's going to matter the most to them, as opposed to just getting things off their list. And you know what? All those things that they check off normally that are to-do items oftentimes are not that important.
So
and at the end of the day, they make progress that way.
Yeah. How do you decide which of those items on there are just a waste of your time?
That's a very good question. And it really comes down to having a clear picture of what you're trying to accomplish. It's not about planning per se. It's not about having just a generalized purpose statement. It's about being very specific as to what I said, which is having a reason to take action. So if you can connect your daily activities to a bigger cause that you're involved in, you're likely to take action on a consistent basis. And so if you look at how you operate day to day, you look at your to-do list and you figure out what are those things that are getting in your way that are distracting you, and ignore them. You know, one of the things that I found that super high performing individuals are capable of doing consistently is this unique and uncanny ability to just weed out all distractions from their life. They simply focus on the things that they know they have to accomplish, and everything else they say hell no to.
Stephen Covey made a lot of people aware of his seven habits of highly effective people. That doesn't necessarily mean highly productive people, right? So is there a different kind of list for us if we're trying to be more productive rather than necessarily being more effective? Do you see what I'm saying? I mean, is it a different kind of thinking?
It is a different kind of thinking, and there are different types of actions that people take. Actions come down to the decisions that they're making every single day. And so for somebody to be high performing, I believe that they have to have what I call 3D focus. There are three components to that. And that means they have to be deliberate in what they do, they have to be decisive, and they have to be disciplined on a day-to-day basis. And if they're able to execute day-to-day activities on that focused mentality, they will get progress as opposed to just taking action and wondering why the day has passed and they've gotten very little done.
So how do we change our thinking? How do we overcome the obstacles, the excuses that seem to get in our way all the time? Because, you know, we can say, boy, I really hear what you're saying. You know, I want to be have a clear picture of what I want to accomplish. That why does it matter? I get that. But we still go back to having this legal pad that's got 142 things on our to-do list at the beginning of the day and feel like we're paralyzed because we can't move forward on it. So how do we overcome those obstacles? How do we change?
Well, that's an excellent point. I've created a toolkit. I call it the Productivity Planner. It's not per se a planner or a time management system. It is a way of organizing your focus on those things that matter, as I mentioned earlier. So what happens is an individual can block out time on his calendar to work on particular types of activities, activities that either are future-focused, opportunity maximization activities, or value creation activities. Those are the things that matter to them in the moment in the day. And there has to be a balance between them. So to teach people these concepts, what I've done is I've put together a productivity challenge, basically. It's an event, a six-week process that we put people through, and we teach them all these skills and tools. And the best part is it's absolutely free. We're doing this as a service to the community. And anybody who wants to get in on the challenge, they can go to borisblum.com. That's BORISBLUM.com. And they can look at the productivity challenge and sign up for it. And what we're trying to do is really help people make 2024 their best year ever.
Is there anything, Boris, in particular that we really need to make sure is a red flag that we need to avoid? Meaning that, you know, we talk about these things that are going to help us to do these things more efficiently. Is there something that we need to look at and say, you know what, this is the one thing you really need to avoid? Stay away from this and you'll be more successful at it.
Well, I will tell you, social media is probably our biggest challenge. Right, it's where a lot of the distractions that we're talking about are coming from for most individuals. And what you mentioned earlier around simplification, you need to simplify your life in general. You know, it's not that you have to totally avoid certain activities like social media, but it needs to be planned. It needs to be something that is an adjunct to your daily activity. And in many ways, it's something as a reward for accomplishing the big things first. And so I think if people focus on those activities that they've planned out first, once they've accomplished it and they hopefully have free time, they can look at these other things that oftentimes become distractions for people. So avoiding distractions and simplifying your routines makes the biggest difference for most individuals.
How long does it take to make this happen? How long? Does it depend on the person, I suppose?
Well, it does depend on the person, and most studies show that anywhere from 60 to 90 days is what it takes to change habits.
Yeah.
But what I've found is that, you know, oftentimes you give people just the tools. You can give them a user's guide to how to do something or a book that details everything in great detail, and they just don't execute because they haven't turned it into a habit. So that is the reason why, instead of presenting a lot of these tools in those formats, we've created this productivity challenge, because it allows people for 6 weeks in a row to develop the types of habits that they need to implement this into their life. So it's a phenomenal process, but you have to commit to it.
Mm-hmm.
And those that go through the 6 weeks oftentimes execute significantly better than before. Their results are not just incrementally better, they're exponentially better. You know, it's what I call 10x results based on what they used to do before. And I think that that's what most people are looking for. They're trying to increase their effectiveness and their productivity on a day-to-day basis. And really, at the same time, get rid of all that overwhelm and burnout that they're feeling, because nobody wants that in their life.
To learn more about the art of taking action, go to the website again. He gave it to us, but it's Boris Blum, BorisBlum.com. So you can connect with him online at BorisBlum.com, his website. Boris, thanks for being here. Happy Thanksgiving.
I appreciate it. Same to you, Rick.